day at the ballpark, you never know who you're going to run into, and MLB is here, Dan Plesac is here, and just a pleasure to see you, and you know, we go back to the Brewers days and seeing you in Oakland all the time. Nice to see you here.
It's great to be back in Scottsdale watching the Giants. We do a segment where we call 30 teams in 30 days. I'll be working on the Giants and the A's this weekend. It gets a little difficult keeping up with 30 teams, staying on top of 900 to 1,000 players. It's impossible to know everybody on every team in depth, but you try to do the best you can.
You know, it's funny this time of year, if you're out of the game, don't you get the urge as you come down to spring training and say, boy, I'd love to maybe one more season?
You know, there was a time when I did. The first year or two after retirement, your life is so geared to the season ending in October, going home, starting to work out in November, December, and you're used to that internal clock that says it's the middle of February, it's time to head to Florida or Arizona. And it takes a couple of years to get that out of your system, but the more you're around it, the more that you see that it's a young guy's game. It's a young game, young bodies, youthful enthusiasm. I'd like to think I still have that. I have that on the TV screen, but I don't have that on the mound anymore.
Dan Plesac with us from MLB TV, and you work with Eric Burns, one of my colleagues.
I tell you what, Eric Burns is... When you get past the wild hair, and I think the image of the wild northern, southern California kind of wild guy, very intelligent, knows his sports, and not just baseball. He's very well read, very well versed, and he is very good on our network. And he's one of those guys that if you don't take him serious, you probably should, because he knows a lot more than he leads on. He's a very intelligent guy.
You don't want to get in a triathlon with him.
No, and that's the one thing you don't want to do, because he can run, he can swim, he can bike, he can do just about everything. He might be in better shape right now than he was when he played, and he was in great shape when he played.
It's true. Boy, it's fun to just be out here at spring training, a beautiful day, baseball coming up. So what have you learned being down here and seeing some of these teams?
What I've learned is there's some good young pitching in baseball. You know, Giants, obviously Lincecum and Kane and Bumgarner, Vogelsong broke out last year. I spent a couple of days in the Kansas City Royals camp. They have some very good young pitchers. I think pitching across the board in Major League Baseball is better than it's been in about the last 8 to 10 years. I think the teams have realized they have put an emphasis on signing and bringing in as many big time arms as you can. Not all of them are going to make it, but the more that you have, the more collection. It's a good trading chip, and there's a lot of good pitching. And you take a look at this Giants organization, it's hard to develop, and they were able to develop two frontline guys in Lincecum and Kane, and that's not easy to do. But right now, this Giants team, I like this Giants club. I think if Melky Cabrera is going to be a breath of fresh air for this line up, they can't possibly be as bad offensively as they were last year. Getting Buster Posey back in the lineup, this is going to be the team to beat in the West.
Yeah, that's what I said. They can't be as bad as last year. That's impossible.
Well, you know what? They won the World Series with an average or even below average lineup. They're pitching. This Giants team is going to go where their pitching takes them. They have Brian Wilson healthy entire season. Love the bullpen. They have some depth with Javi Lopez from the left side. This is a really good team. And if Buster Posey's back to close to what he was, team to beat in the West.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think about pitchers and long-term contracts? The Giants have to deal with this with Matt Cain, with Lincecum. We've seen Verlander, Kershaw, Cole Hamels. A lot of the names, CeCe Sabathia, a lot of big money being thrown at pitchers for a lot of years. How do you feel about that?
It depends. I mean, if you have a track record with a guy, this is what has always been a concern for me. When a pitcher becomes a free agent for the first time, he's played at least 6 years, six solid seasons. There's a pretty good chance that there was a lot of wear and a lot of tear on that arm. So you're probably not buying the best that that pitcher has to offer, because it's hard to maintain that for an 8-10 year career. The case with the Giants, with Lincecum and Kane, it's hard because you've grown these guys, you've developed them, you've seen them to where they're at right now, and there have been a lot of people that have thought, you know, Tim Lincecum is too small. When is this going to come? Tim Lincecum might be that one guy You know, Greg Maddux was too small also, but he pitched for almost 20 years. So I don't think you could put that knock on Tim Lincecum. Say what you want. He might not have the body type that you'd like to profile if you were a scout to draft. But the bottom line is he's still, if not in the top five, the top 10 pitchers in all of baseball. So the Giants have some decisions they're going to have to make with both he and Kane. And Matt Kane is also going to be a very hot commodity on the free agent market. You know, there are a lot of people that really like Matt Kane. And if he comes a free agent, you might have Cole Hamels on the free agent block. There are some really good, established, young, Matt Kane and Hamels still young, pitchers that are going to be available this winter.
No, well put. Dan Plesac with us from MLB TV. Danny, when I first met you, you were the Trotters, you were in horses, and of course, now life moves on. Just how did you transition into broadcasting? Because I always loved to have you on the show. You were always an interesting interview. Again, with the background, you like things outside of baseball. How did this come about?
Well, when I retired, I did a couple of years, actually 3 years, of the pre- and post-game show for the Cubs. And it was, I couldn't have done what I've been able to do at MLB Network without having some knowledge and a little bit of experience in TV. Granted, when you're doing the pre- and post-game shows, 80 games for Comcast Sportsnet Chicago, it wasn't as much as I'm doing now. But, you know, it was an introduction to being on camera, being articulate, knowing how to condense your thoughts, being more direct and to the point. I would have liked to. I'd like to tell you that I felt like when I was playing that TV, radio, some part of it, I would get back into baseball, and I thought it would be easy for me to do it. And it's not easy. I enjoy it. I mean, there was a time when I retired that I thought maybe about getting back onto the field, coaching or getting in the front office. I've had some opportunities to do some front office work that, you know, I passed on, and I enjoy what I'm doing right now. It's getting easier for me. You know, this is a whole different interviewing players, interviewing managers. It's not just breaking down and dissecting a game. So I do a little bit of everything, and it's been enjoyable, and I think I'm getting better at it, and hopefully the best is yet to come.
Yeah, you are. You're getting much better at it. I enjoy listening to you. Pleasure seeing you at the park, as always.
Anytime. Let's do it. Baseball, Giants, A's, let's go, the Bay Area.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.